Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. First, we delve into the cyber realm, where Fortnum's recent cyber attack underlines an escalating digital threat. To fortify the financial industry, Fraser Jack from Cyber Collective advocates for comprehensive cyber insurance strategies to cushion businesses against unexpected legal and recovery expenses. Avoiding mishaps at the human level remains paramount, with a need for strong internal controls and, importantly, employee education. With many of us now being remote workers, these aspects have become even more significant. Jenny Brown from JBS Financial Strategists backs this assertion, recommending regular insurance policy reviews and the necessary training of staff. Following this, let's pivot towards the global stage. A report from Swiss Re Institute projects a rise in global property and casualty insurance premiums in line with GDP growth over the coming decade. Factors such as increased natural catastrophe losses and economic inflation are driving this swell. The market is expected to see a decrease in concentration, with a doubling of its worth in 2 decades to $2.4 trillion. By 2040, this could boomerang to a staggering $4.3 trillion, propelled by relentless innovation. The conclusion? Pricing and risk management efficiency are key to carrying this risk burden, especially with reinsurers. Last but not the least, we come back home to the Insurance Council of Australia's action plan for New South Wales's flood victims. In an effort to facilitate and clarify the claim process, insurer consultations are scheduled to be held in Kempsey, Taree, and Port Macquarie from the 16th to the 18th of September. The Council is handling over 13,000 claims following the torrential mid-North Coast floods in May, calculated at $235 million. Efforts to improve direct communication between insurers and claimants through initiatives like these may set a precedent in disaster response. Thanks, Australia, for tuning in to your weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, leading the way in personal and business insurance solutions. Offering up-to-date news directly relating to your financial safety, head over to financialservicesonline.com.au. Here's to staying ahead by staying informed. Paige Estrotori, signing out.